This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
We already did 2 hours and 20 minutes ago. Don't forget, Royals manager Matt Quatrero will join us on the 9 o'clock dot here on Fesco and Dusty. We'll ask him who he thinks the Chiefs are taking in the 31st pick. Or with the 31st pick, I should say. But yeah, Matt Quatrero, Royals manager, joins us at 9 a.m.
here. I hope he has a random name, like Hunter Norzad.
He's like, I don't know, man. Probably the best player available.
Hey, there you go.
Thanks, Q. And enjoy your three-game winning streak tonight. They win last night against Colorado. They've won two in a row. I know it wasn't a fun game to watch, but
that was a difficult game to watch. I'm trying to think of the word I'm using for, like, trying to watch those two teams get a base hit was very, very difficult. It's like watching a bad 80s sitcom where you're trying to avert your eyes, man. Like, it's just, oh, God. Base is loaded, and we're out of the inning.
It's all right.
There were no outs. Yeah, we had three pop-ups on the infield for both teams. I mean, it was a chore to see those guys. And when Drew Waters hit that home run, shout out Drew Waters. I'm like, that's game over there. I thought the Royals would win 1-0 last night on a pass ball. Honest to God.
Yes, yeah.
That was my whole thought last night. And I should have texted you guys this. I'm like, they're going to win 1-0 on a pass ball. Like, Bobby's going to somehow get on, steal second, steal third, pass ball, Royals win 1-0, get a run without a hit. Right?
That's what it felt like.
Felt
that was
like
the
it
vibe.
Last night. Yeah. I felt like that going into the game, though.
Yeah.
And I kind of feel like that going into the game today.
I agree.
You know? Hey, Chris was really good last night, by the way. Boobich. Like, nice
boobalicious.
Job. He really was boobalicious last night, man. That guy was good.
Yeah, I texted Vern last night. I was like, who's the MVP? Is it boobalicious? Is it Freddie Fermin? Two big plays late in the game. Threw the guy out at third, then got the game-winning hit. Or was it Drew Waters? Who had three hits, who almost hit the cycle.
Yeah, double away from the cycle last night for Drew Waters. Yeah, he's making MJ Melendez look bad.
Oof.
Oh, wait, MJ did that to himself.
Yeah, he's still in AAA. But, so he said Boobich was your MVP last night of the Royals game.
Okay, he did.
Yep, he gave us that. So good to see that Boobich was still dealing. I mean, seven scoreless, just absolutely hosing people down.
Yeah. And I don't care if it's against a minor league lineup or not.
Dominated.
He looked good last night. Yeah.
Who cares? Dominate.
Yeah. Beat teams that are worse than you. Yes.
Keep losing teams losing.
Yep.
And that's what they did with Colorado. You got to sweep the series. There's no exceptions. Not sweeping the series is a loss. You said you wanted to spit takes about Brett Veach being greater than Howie Roseman.
Well, I just think when we talk about Howie Roseman, the conversation should come up that one, he's done more trades, and he's done this longer. I'm going to give Howie Roseman some credit first.
You can't keep a coach either.
You give Howie Roseman credit first. He's done it a long time, and he's been really successful. He's had some great picks. He's made splashes, and you mentioned it, with trades, and I think that's what a lot of people, A.J. Brown, Saquon Barkley. If you look at the drafts, he's had
free
a lot
agent.
Of misses.
Yeah, trade, yeah.
The worst pick in recent memory, Jalen Reagor over Justin Jefferson, who was the very next pick in the first round.
Oh, but let's criticize Brett Veach for taking Mecole Hardman over D.K. Metcalf, right?
And you talk about those trades. One blockbuster that he wanted to pull off but didn't, which he should be thankful for, and I'm sure he is.
But the Eagles are winning Super Bowls. Never mind.
Was in 2022. He tried to trade for Russell Wilson. He tried to give multiple firsts, a fifth, multiple players, a slew of picks.
Really? I don't remember
that. Yes, in 2022. And Russell Wilson turned it down. Seattle hadn't played. It was going to happen. And he wanted to go to Denver instead. But Howie Roseman gave everything. He said, Jalen Hurts, you're not it. I don't like you. So
He hasn't been able to judge the quarterback properly and benefit from trades and free agency in a trade that didn't happen as opposed to a trade. That's good information. I didn't remember the Russell Wilson stuff. That sometimes you're a benefit of the things that don't happen in sports as opposed to the things that do happen. Same with life. I mean, sometimes the things that don't happen in life are the things that are ultimately the best things to happen for you. And so not getting Russell Wilson, maybe it saved Howie Roseman's job, you know?
100% it did. I believe so.
And Nick Sirianni's job. We may be talking about a new GM and a new head coach in Philadelphia. That's a crazy one. I didn't know that. That's wild. Yeah. That's good stuff. Diana Russini reporting this morning that the Steelers, Browns, and Vikings could be involved in a trade for Kirk Cousins. That's right. You heard that correctly.
Whoa. Vikings?
Going back home?
Yeah, I guess they didn't get enough.
Justin Jefferson's like, please.
What the hell is wrong with J.J. McCarthy?
That's unproven. Yeah.
Is it unproven, or did they look at him and go, oh.
Would you rather have J.J. McCarthy or Cam Ward?
Well, they're both unknown. I'll take J.J. McCarthy at this point.
I'll take Cam because of the
more of the unknown.
Athletics, the physical prowess.
J.J. McCarthy or Shador Sanders?
J.J. McCarthy.
I think J.J.
He's getting some slander. His interview was the worst I've ever been
in. I saw that yesterday. Why are we doing this at this point in time? Who's that guy?
I forget who it was, but like,
put your name on it.
Worst interview I've ever been in. Was arrogant, self-entitled, didn't know anything, overrated talent. Wouldn't be surprised if he fell out of the first. I'm like, who did he get pissed off by?
Did you play wide receiver in the NFL and Deion locked you up for a couple of years? Or did you try to get on Deion's staff and he not hire you? Because that sounded as personal a comment as you can get to run down Shador Sanders. Look, do you think he's going to be a superstar in the NFL? A lot of people don't. That's fine. Say that. That's okay to say, I just don't think he's going to be a great NFL quarterback. Okay, fine. But to say all that slanderous stuff about him that only you can prove because it only happened to you in the worst interview I've ever been a part of. How long you been in the NFL coaching, first of all? What team are you on? How many of these interviews have you taken part in? Like, stuff like that, it really kind of does bother me. But I'm more intrigued about this Kirk Cousins thing than anything because Pittsburgh still needs a quarterback. They're on the list. The Browns, do they need a quarterback? I mean, you already have Joe Flacco. Why are you going to go get Kirk Cousins?
Yeah, that seems dumb.
I don't know that. I don't know the answer to that question. That's why the Browns are the Browns. Seriously.
Maybe they saw Kirk Cousins or Joe Flacco come and throw at OTAs, and they're like, oh, shoot.
Like, okay.
But wasn't this Kirk Cousins stuff going on before Joe Flacco signed there to Cleveland? Like, I think right?
The smoke's been there,
right?
Yeah.
So you signed Joe Flacco. You're going to go out and sign another grandpa to play quarterback? Like, what are we doing here? That makes no sense whatsoever.
Grandpa.
Yeah, at that, because you're going to have to pick up a salary, give up picks to get him. Like, I don't get that. I don't get that. Like that. But again, that's why the Browns are the Browns. And then the Minnesota one, that tells me they don't think J.J. McCarthy is ready to go. If they're considering bringing back the guy that they got rid of because they had this guy on the forefront, you know, and J.J. McCarthy, and now you're going to bring the guy back that you got rid of, like that doesn't ring good, in my opinion anyway, for J.J. McCarthy. Whether it's health-wise or whether it's talent, it doesn't appear that that's the guy in Minnesota at this point in time. But the reason I take him over Cam Ward is because he's already had a year with Kevin O'Connell, and I think Kevin O'Connell is becoming the new quarterback whisperer in the NFL.
I agree with that.
Okay.
Most recently, it feels like
he's got one. He's got what, two?
Turned Sam Darnold into a good one, turned Kirk Cousins into a good one, right?
So can I ask just a fun question? Is it Kevin O'Connell or is it Justin Jefferson?
He's done it with two different quarterbacks, though.
Like Justin Jefferson.
Yeah, but I think the coach has to get credit. Okay. I do.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think it's part of both, though. I think if Jefferson's not there, I still think we see the growth that's done by O'Connell, but not as much, right? I mean, some of these plays, just Jefferson double coverage, mossing people.
Yeah, take, you know, Patrick Mahomes away from Andy Reid. He's not a good head coach. Like, it's, you take these guys away, and we're like, oh, not a lot, because Justin Jefferson is really good, but I think Kevin O'Connell deserves some, and that, coming from me, is hard to do, because I don't give any of these head coaches credit.
No, you don't.
Most of them are losers.
You could do it.
I could for a lot of these teams. Absolutely, I could. You hire the right people, you put people in place, you allow, that's leadership, man. You take a step back, you put people in position, you allow them to do their job, you love them up, you give them all the resources that they need. That's what a good leader does, right? You don't need to be in there every day, X's and O's, But so many of these coaches are not good leaders. They don't have the people skills. They don't know how to lead an organization. It's so much more about the X's and O's. Kevin O'Connell feels to me like he's kind of that whole package. I'm interested to see this next step for Kevin O'Connell, but I like what I see so far out of that guy.
Because I find it interesting that we're able to give Kevin O'Connell credit, but nothing towards Ben Johnson.
With Jared Goff?
Jared Goff was in the Super Bowl, though, with another team.
With fair. Sean McVay.
Yeah.
So, I mean, like, I don't know. I mean, like,
Jared Goff did get better with Detroit.
He did. And again, St. Brown, Laporta, Williams.
A lot of talent.
Gibbs, Montgomery.
O-line.
O-line's good. So, I mean, I don't know. Like, I guess Ben Johnson's big shot is Caleb Williams. Like, as Kevin O'Connell's was.
Darnold?
There you go. So, you look at I guess that would be why you could give him a little bit more credit, right? Like, Kevin O'Connell actually was the man, the head coach, doing it with Sam Darnold, that nobody but Mac saw coming, that could have a solid year. Credit where credit's due. And then, you know, now Ben Johnson's like, all right, man, like, Caleb Williams, go do what that guy did in Carolina or in Minnesota, and then maybe try to be this, this guy in Chicago.
Why couldn't it have been Dan Campbell that gets all the credit for Jared Goff, too? And, like, we give head coaches credit, right? But in Detroit, it's like, well, Ben Johnson. Well, Dan Campbell's was a tight end and an offensive guy. Like, why doesn't he get the credit? Because he said he bites kneecaps, so everybody thinks he's like an idiot. You know, like,
yeah, meathead.
Yeah, exactly. Like, why doesn't Dan Campbell get the credit for the offense in Detroit? It's weird how we view things, isn't it? Like, just this whole conversation is so, like, how we view things and how perception and first impressions matter so much to so many people. Because the first impression you had of Dan Campbell was what? Oh my God, pure beef, eating kneecaps. This guy's never going to be successful. And then he is successful. It's like, well, Aaron Glenn and Ben Johnson are the greatest coordinators we've ever seen. Like, we don't want to give him credit as the head coach, but we'll give, I don't know, Kevin O'Connell credit as the head coach, or like Mike McDaniel down in Miami. Everybody loved Mike McDaniel. He's going to be this great, great head coach, you know? But for whatever reason, Dan Campbell has led that turnaround. And everybody's like, the coordinators.
Just, never mind. Just the usual texter. Thank you. My first impression of Dan Campbell was like, boy, I hope it works out.
You know,
I wasn't like, this guy's a meathead or anything like that. I was just like, that's a bold press conference, because you know everybody in Detroit that does sports radio.
I've heard that.
He won the press conference today. And, you know, like, it worked out. Like, it's
a big year for Dan Campbell, though. It is.
For sure. Yeah. The birds are no, there's no longer, the birds have flown the nest.
Right.
Like, your kids are gone off to do their own thing now.
And now you're with your wife for alone going, what are we going to do tonight? You know,
you guys
so
hear
go
that?
For it.
Oh, it's nothing. That's nice.
Yeah.
No, but it's kind of the same way with, like, when you look at coaches that can be something that have come from some sort of proven background. You look at a guy that's press conference, like that Duval guy. Like, if he goes out there in Jacksonville and he's just fine, they'll forget about Willy Wonka.
Absolutely.
But, like, you look at Adam Gase. Remember when he was on mushrooms trying to do that press conference?
Oh, eyes.
Done.
Right.
Like, done. But if it worked out, then you
get fine with it.
Right.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it'll be interesting to see how
or if you
works.
Lose the press conference. Like, Nick Sirianni lost the press conference. His opening press conference as the Eagles head coach was like romper room. I don't know if you guys I mean, it was bad, and people are like, oh my God, and this guy's gone on and taken his team to two Super Bowls. So, like, the press conference stuff, while we judge everything based on that, Nick Sirianni is proof that you could lose the press conference and still be a very good coach, even though they still don't like him in Philadelphia.
Yeah.
Or you can win the press conference like Dan Campbell, and people be like, I don't know if this is going to work. I've seen this before in Detroit. So, like, those press conferences are funny back and forth how they go. But perception, man, that first impression that you have really does set the tone for, I think, how you view players and people. And, you know, they say the first impression is the most important, and it is because we form those initial kind of, you know, perceptions of everything, and then we live off them forever. We're so unwilling to change once we've made our mind up, you know? And that's where I am. Like, Kevin O'Connell a year ago, I didn't know who the guy was. Never heard of him. Looks like Matt Fleener, right? Now I'm looking at Kevin O'Connell. I'm like, damn, that guy's a really good head coach. It's okay to change your opinion of things when you get evidence, right? Like you, like Travis Kelce, first year, doesn't play. He stinks. He's going to be no good. Well, as we progressed along, we realized, oh, he's pretty damn good, right? You change your perception of that guy or whoever that may be. I'm sure nobody had a good impression of Ned Yost when he first came in. Oh, this guy was fired a week before the playoffs in Milwaukee. Yours truly, right? I had a song about it, for God's sake. Yeah, it was a good one.
Now they're best friends.
Yeah, but like, but you change your perception of things as stuff goes along. It's okay to do that, but for whatever reason, like, we get so wedded into our beliefs that we don't want to change. Like, it's okay to say Mike McDaniel in Miami is not a very good head coach,
even though we thought he was great for the first year or two, right?
Right.
Yeah. It's okay to change that impression.
It's okay to change that, you know, that perception that you have of that guy.
Sometimes people are overrated. And that leads us into our next topic, which was they did a NBA Central or the Dunk Central on Twitter, did a poll they took it from The Athletic, and it says, who is the league's most overrated player? There were 90 votes casted on NBA players overrated. Want to take a guess who is number one?
LeBron James.
No. He was way down the list.
That guy who got fined $50,000 yesterday by the NBA, Anthony Edwards.
Should have been 100. No, it was actually the guy that used a referee as a shield last night to talk smack to Dame Lillard. That is Tyrese Halliburton. He was the most overrated voted player in the NBA. Following was Rudy Gobert, Trae Young, Jimmy Butler. That's
Trae Young.
Yeah.
People hate that guy.
Hate Trae Young.
Like, is he on the Mount Rushmore of athletes that universally everybody just hates now in professional sports?
Well, you know who he was traded for in draft day?
Yes, I do. And I can't remember now.
You should. He's a pretty popular player in the NBA. I guess just got traded. Think of Nico Harrison.
Oh, Jokic?
Yep. No.
Close. Doncic.
Doncic. Luka. Yes. Luka. Yeah, yes.
Yeah. Who are you thinking?
White foreign guy. Ick.
Exactly. Close.
But yeah, so half a credit.
Thank you.
But no, so I asked the question, who's the most overrated NFL player?
Oh, that's easy. I got three. Allen, Burrow, and Herbert. I mean, it's pretty easy.
The quarterbacks?
Absolutely.
Oh,
combined, they have one Super Bowl appearance and no wins. Allen, Burrow, and Herbert. 1, 2, 3. Jeez. Three most overrated players in the NFL.
But Lamar's not?
No, I love Lamar. He's my guy. I Lamar should hire me as his PR guy.
Clear the drawers,
exactly.
Mop the floors.
Lamar should hire me as his PR guy.
It's his
because
mom.
I will go to the mat for Lamar, and I have no reason to whatsoever, other than I love him as a person. I love him as a player. I just love Lamar Jackson. Give me all the Lamar, baby.
Joe Burrow, Josh Allen, Justin. Three of the top six quarterbacks.
Yes, exactly. Herbert, that's fine. I'll accept Herbert right now because he has yet to do something in the playoffs. That's fine.
Those what is Allen and Burrow? I mean, Burrow did beat the Chiefs, get to the AFC,
the Super Bowl.
Fine.
Allen's been to two AFC championships, and he's given the Chiefs everything.
Not all of it, though. Chiefs gave it right back to him and then some. Look at that final score, baby.
Yeah, I'm not.
Chiefs more, Bills less.
Yeah.
Hey, speaking of that, happy birthday to local celebrity Jimmy Gaffney. He's celebrating his birthday today.
Oh, nice.
Shout out Jimmy Gaffney. Saw him yesterday. Let's go.
Cool.
Jimmy, happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Yimbo. Mac, you got an overrated NFL player? It's making me think.
I don't know.
Week four, it will be Saquon Barkley, I promise you.
Oh, stop.
Ooh. Week four, it could be Tyreek Hill.
Oh, he's on the list now.
You think he's on the list right now?
Is this bad for me to say Bijan Robinson?
Oh, no. Come on. Yeah, he's good.
Okay, supposed to be like Jahmyr Gibbs good.
I think he is Jahmyr Gibbs good.
Numbers-wise?
Yeah, I think numbers-wise. Okay. Yeah, we have to look at.
I went naked into that. I didn't look at his numbers because I know year one. Now, this is me being biased. I was fantasy football guy. I drafted him.
This is where it comes from.
No, but
this is the perception stuff that's so much fun.
The numbers weren't there in fantasy. Like, they just weren't. But they also had
Tyler Algier.
They had that nasty stash guy leading the team.
Schemes? Yeah.
They had
his is nice.
Had Desmond Ritter.
Yeah.
The Riddler.
And then they also had, they were giving the ball to like the other guy.
Tyler Algier, who had 1,000 yards
and
as well.
And Cordell Patterson.
Yes, exactly.
So I was like, all right, is the hype train not there? I'm trying to think of like maybe I'm missing somebody because text line 913-586-7965. Who is somebody that you believe is Dak on that list?
Oh, Dak's a good one.
He's kind of over, like...
Oh, God, yes.
There we go. Yeah, Dak's a good one. Yeah,
anybody who plays quarterback for the Cowboys is automatically overrated.
God, who's over... Who else is overrated?
Stephon Diggs overrated, or he's just getting older?
Because
he was
older,
a stud.
He was amazing.
So I think age you have to take out. You have to put somebody like in that age of like 27 to 28.
Yeah.
That like everyone thinks is just this just all time awesome, like just has all, and it's like, what? No, he's not.
No, he's not.
That's tough.
Hey, even Raider fans are not overrated at this point in time. Their SB Nation page did a poll. Should the Raiders trade for Tyreek Hill? 77% of Raider fans said no.
Damn.
So you want to talk about overrated? Tyreek Hill is going to be on that list. But I don't know if he's 31 years old right now. That, was it a year ago that he was the number one player in the NFL?
Yep, last year.
Last year at this time he was the number one player in the NFL?
Mm-hmm.
Does he make the top 100 this year?
Yes. He'll make the top 50.
Yes.
Okay.
DK Metcalf. That would be...
That's a good one.
That'd be my, one of my answers.
That's a good one.
Yep.
Yeah, to bring it back to the Brett Veach conversation. Yeah, the DK Metcalf.
Yeah. This guy has a six-pack and runs in a straight line and is 6 foot four. People just think he's the best guy ever.
Bijan Robinson balled last year.
What is Bijan Robinson?
Yeah. He balled 304 attempts for 1,456 yards, 14 touchdowns.
Would either of the Boses be on that list?
Yes.
Joey.
Joey, yeah.
What about Christian McCaffrey?
No.
No.
Even factoring in play a year, miss a year, play a year, miss a year, that kind of stuff.
Christian McCaffrey, Mike Trout, Kawhi Leonard, start, bench, cut.
I'm starting Christian McCaffrey, benching Mike Trout, cutting Kawhi Leonard.
Starting Kawhi Leonard and benching Mike Trout, I'm cutting McCaffrey. Kawhi cutting has a title.
Cutting the only one with a title.
Yeah.
And basically like the reason they won the title.
100%.
That was like 2019. That was like the birth of Kyrie. Or I mean of Kawhi.
Yeah, right. That laugh. Yeah. The laugh is so good.
The claw, it moves.
But does anybody remember them winning?
Kevin Durant got hurt and Klay Thompson got hurt and they won the championship. I was like, cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Bijan Robinson is rookie year, 976 rushing yards on 214 attempts.
What about, who did I just say? I said one of the Boses.
Nick Bosa is a stud. He's won Defensive Player of the Year twice. He's been to two Super Bowls. Yeah. He's a specimen.
But Joey.
Bosa's, got to be on that list, right? Yeah.
Overrated NFL player. Overrated.
Taylor Lewan was kind of overrated for when he played. I felt like he had one great season.
I think he's overrated now. Like, people, you mentioned his name and Chiefs fans, like, we got to get that guy. He hasn't played like Colin Kaepernick style. Like, that guy hasn't played in like 10 years. And every 10 minutes, there's a new story about him getting ready to play in the NFL. I've been getting ready to play in the NFL. Doesn't mean it's going to happen. But that was an overrated player. He wasn't any good.
Some people say Brock Purdy, Najee Harris.
Purdy's an interesting one.
George Pickens, or is it a problem of quarterback?
That's fair.
And then somebody says Odell Beckham Jr. was severely overrated. He made one catch.
I'm with you on the Odell Beckham Jr. thing. He lived off of that catch for a long, long time.
He did more than one catch, but that's fair.
Overrated. Yeah, we're talking overrated. Odell Beckham, way overrated that one. Anybody that the Browns have drafted.
That's another one. His name still comes up. Oh, we should get OBJ.
Yeah.
This guy hasn't played.
OBJ? I'd rather have LBJ.
Whose legs are better, LBJ or OBJ's? Ever since that Cruz, man, it just never went the same.
You're not wrong.
That's true. I forgot about that.
I mean, the Giants have not recovered from that. Odell Beckham Jr. really hasn't recovered from that.
I mean, Odell Beckham Jr. literally has 5,000 yard seasons, and his first three seasons in the league were not overrated. His first three seasons in the league, he had 91 for 1305 and 12 touchdowns as a damn rookie. His second year, he had 96 for 1450 and 13 touchdowns. His third year, he had 101 for 1367 and 10 touchdowns. Dude had 35 touchdowns and 3,000 yard seasons in his first three seasons in the league. That can't be overrated.
Yeah, but what happened after that?
Then he got hurt.
But that's an NFL career, 3 years.
But then he got hurt, and then he had 77 for 1052 and 6, and then he had 74 for 1035 and 4.
That's
so
nice.
I mean, that's
on the Cleveland.
In his first 6 years, no, those were both the Giants.
Those were still with Giants.
The second one, the 1035, was with Cleveland. But his first 5 years in the, his first 6 years in the league, had 5,000 yard seasons. And he had a slew of touchdowns.
And he was like first in his first 4 years of a wide receiver.
I don't think he was overrated. He just turned 28. And
he got old.
And then he missed an entire year because he didn't sign, is what it says on Pro Football Reference.
Yeah, remember that. Guys get old fast, and it happens overnight. Like, I hate to be this guy, but like, you're going to see that with Tyreek Hill this year, right? And he's got a lot of other things going on that he needs to get figured out, like life, how to be an adult, all that kind of stuff. But you're also going to see the production.
That's like horseradish.
You're going to see the production drop because he's 31 years old. I mean, the only people that age really doesn't get to anymore are these star quarterbacks in the NFL. And that's because the NFL does such a great job of protecting them. I know we don't like it all the time, and we kind of whine and cry a little bit when you can't hit the quarterback, But you got to preserve these guys because without the quarterbacks, we don't have a league, man.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we're watching Salvi kind of get old right now.
Yeah.
Watching Kelce do the same.
Kyler Murray might be overrated.
Oh, God, good yes, one. Yeah. But he would have to be rated first.
Yeah, that might be done now. He might now officially, people be like, hey, he's not good.
Yeah.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Russell Wilson.
He threw an interception in a Super Bowl. It wasn't his fault.